Hi, my name is Sanjeev Bodraj. I'm the alumni professor in asset management and professor of accounting. I'm also the faculty co-director of the Parker Center for Investment Research at the SC Johnson Graduate School of Management, which is part of Cornell's SC Johnson College of Business. In my research, I focus primarily on deepening our understanding of the production and dissemination of information by firms and other information intermediaries like analysts and funds. I also am interested in understanding the institutional constraints and features that drive markets. A lot of my work focuses on understanding how the information is processed by market participants and financial markets. There's a paper that examines stock compensation and how the accounting for stock compensation in the statement of cash flows has resulted in a systematic overstatement of cash from operations and free cash flows that has ended up, in my opinion, misleading markets and managers at the same time. So what essentially happens is stock compensation is treated as a non-cash item per the accounting rules, and that ends up being added back in calculating the cash from operations for a firm, which systematically overstates it, because essentially stock compensation is a financing activity, and that that ends up causing overstated cash from operations and overstated free cash flows. The reason that is important is a lot of valuation is driven by these numbers, and so it ends up resulting in overvaluations. Now, why is this important? I think it matters for a lot of constituencies in financial markets. For firms, it's important because firms spend a lot of time using these numbers to evaluate themselves. And it's important for firms to realize that some of the numbers that they're looking at are overstated. It's important for analysts and market participants because this is an input into their valuation metrics. And some of these numbers can be really big. If you look at if you look at the top 750 firms in the market, the overstatement of cash from operations and free cash flows can almost end up being between 10 and 15% of the free cash flow number that gets calculated. And so these are big numbers. If you look at the 50 firms that have the highest stock compensation numbers, their free cash flows can be overstated by between 50 to 75%. So significant numbers, significant implication for market pricing and valuations. It is also important for regulators, because I think this problem is serious enough that regulators should probably take a look at it and see if it requires a restatement or requires the accounting statements to be readjusted for how stock compensation is being treated in the statement of cash flows. It is also important because, as I said, managers use this information a lot, and so maybe the regulators should be asking themselves whether this number should be allowed as part of the calculation that managers report when they report free cash flows numbers.